In 1 Timothy 5, it says, I will, therefore, that the younger women marry, bear children, guide the house, give none occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully, for some are already turned aside after Satan. So the Bible teaches that women are to bear children and guide the house. The Bible teaches that they're to be keepers at home, meaning that they're supposed to take care of the house. Do the housekeeping, keepers at home, to run the home, to guide the home. That's their job. But we see today many husbands sending their wife to work to make extra money, and then they put the children in daycare. Did you hear me? They put the children into daycare, and that way the wife can go to work as well. Instead of the wife staying home and raising the children, like she should, she puts them into daycare and then goes off to work. And look, if you're a single mom or whatever, you know, obviously you shouldn't even be in that situation anyway. And I'm not saying it's your fault necessarily. A lot of times it is your fault. You know, and I'm sick of this thing of like, oh, we should never tell any single mom it's her fault. You know what? If you're getting pregnant out of wedlock, that's your fault. Stay pure. Stay clean. That's your fault, okay? You divorce your husband and now you're a single mother, your fault. You commit adultery, your fault, okay? But what I'm saying is obviously sometimes there's a husband that leaves his wife high and dry, right? Okay, well, I'm not saying that that's necessarily your fault. You could be put in a situation, but you're still in that situation as a result of sin. Now, it might not be your sin, could be the husband's sin. If your husband leaves you high and dry, well, there you go. He's the one in sin. But somebody sinned. You know, that's not the ideal situation. That now you say, well, what if your spouse dies? What if you're a widow, right? Well, the Bible has clear teachings on widows as well, okay? And the Bible teaches, you know, obviously that widows that have children are supposed to get married, okay? That's what the Bible teaches. But, you know, obviously if they have the money and whatever and they can stay home with their kids another way, great. Now, I know this isn't popular preaching, but it is what the Bible teaches. But here's my point. What we see a lot, and here's what I want to deal with, because, you know, everybody always wants to pull out the rare exception where somebody's a widow. But if we were to walk across the parking lot to this daycare center right here, how many of the people dropping their kids off there do you think are widows? None. Now, why don't we just come back down to earth for a minute, shall we? You know and I know that if we walked across the street to that daycare center, that it's not a bunch of widows dropping their kids off at that daycare center. That is not what's happening, and you know it and I know it. You know who's really dropping their kids off? Men and women. And you know how I know that? Because I've worked on fire alarms in a lot of daycare centers, and I've done fire alarm testing, and I see couples dropping their children off at the daycare, and I see dads, moms, both of them. I guarantee you that the majority is people who are where there's two parents there, dropping them off. Wow. Yep. Or women who went out and fornicated and played the whore, as the Bible says. Okay, but what I'm saying is today, and you say, well, this is anti-woman. No, it's anti-man who allow their wife to go out and work instead of raising children when they're supposed to. I mean, a lot of times, I talk to a lot of women who wish that they could stay home and raise their child. They're being sent to go off to work by their husband. That's right. Saying, you need to contribute. No, you need to be a man. You need to man up and pay the bills. And let me tell you something. Daycare should be called don't care. That's what ought to be called, don't care. You know, when you're sitting there and dropping your kids off at daycare so that you can make more money, okay, instead of having, and again, I'm talking about where there's a husband and a wife in the home, right? You got both parents in the home, and the husband's not making enough money or paying the bills, and so he sends his wife to work and drops the kids off at daycare, or don't care, okay, to be taken care of. Look, you've got your priorities wrong. Because you need to raise those children, and they're not being raised properly at daycare. They're not being spanked at daycare. You say, well, it's a Christian daycare. But they're not spanking your kid the way you would spank your kid. Well, it's a Christian daycare. That's even worse. Christian daycare. What we need is Christian parents caring for their own kid. Amen. It's going to be a cold day in hell before our church ever opens a daycare. Okay? And let me tell you something. If our church ain't running it, it's probably liberal. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, you know, I'm just saying, most of these daycares, they're not being run the way that you would run it. I visited these daycares. They smell bad, and they're playing Elton John music from The Lion King. They're playing Ricky Martin, Livin' La Vida Loca to the kids while spooning GMOs into their mouth. And there's no spanking that's going on. There's no Bible preaching that's going on. There's no singing of the hymns that's going on. I'm just telling you what I've seen in these don't care facilities. And let me tell you something. We as God's people need to understand that God has commanded women to raise their children, to bear children, guide the house, be keepers at home, love their husbands, love their children. We need to get some traditional values. And you say, well, Pastor Anderson, you know, one income's not enough to make it today. Then the man needs to get two jobs in. And the woman needs to stay home with the kids. And I've done it for years. I've spent years doing it. So that my children could have a mother at home raising them, I went out and worked two jobs. I'm not going to put my kids in daycare. But put that all aside for a moment. Put aside the fact that God teaches a traditional role of the man being the breadwinner and the woman staying home with the kids, and that's what he teaches. Let's just put all that aside for a minute. Those who follow that lifestyle of, hey, let's drop the kids off at don't care and let's have the wife go get a job, oftentimes, it doesn't even make sense financially. You're chopping with a dull axe. You're beating your head against the wall. You're working so hard. And, you know, I feel bad for these ladies because it's like they go out, they work for 40 hours, then they got to come home and they got to make the food. They got to clean it up. And they're just working and working. It's so hard. And often, at the end of the day, it's not even making sense financially. You say, why is that? Well, here's why. Because of the fact that when you have the woman working, now you're paying more taxes. The government's getting a bigger piece of the action with those two incomes, number one. Number two, you got to pay for the don't care. And that's like, how much does don't care cost? Somebody help me out. How much does daycare cost per month?
$1,200 a week.
Would you say $500 a month? $500 a month, okay. And, you know, that's probably, that sounds about right. Anybody else have another number? $500 a month. Okay, now you got to have another vehicle. Right?
Yep.
You got to have another vehicle because you got to take two vehicles to work. So you got $500 a month for the don't care. Then you got your vehicle, your gas, your insurance. What's that? Another $300 or $400 a month. It's got to be, right? Right? Everybody listening? Yep. Then you got to have all the work clothes. You got to have all the fancy work clothes, you know, and or whatever. You know, your business attire or whatever you wear. Then you got to go out to eat all the time. Because you're not cooking the food at home, right? And then when you do eat at home, you got to buy all the canned and boxed goods, which are more expensive. Okay? Everybody listening? And then when you need clothes, you can't spend time going to garage sales and yard sales and thrift stores because you're so busy. You just go to the department store and just buy all the clothes. Or you just buy cheap junk at, you know, Walmart or wherever, and then it's not going to last, for example. You know, you buy the cheapest possible clothes. It's not going to last. Or you could, you know, you don't have time to go to the thrift stores and the garage sales and find good clothes that are used that are going to last and be durable. Okay, so you're spending more on clothes, you're spending more on food, and then because you're constantly eating out and eating out of a box and eating out of a can, you're going to spend more at the doctor. And then your kids are going to get sick in daycare. Please, please come to me and tell me after the service that dropping your kids off at daycare doesn't make them sick. Okay, you drop your kids off at daycare, they're coming home with thick green snot streaming out of their nose. That's a fact. And then you know what's going to happen next? They're going to infect you with sickness. Because when you put a bunch of little kids into a room from all different families, all different parts of town, you put 20 of them in the room, they're sucking on the toy, the green snot comes down, they hand it, you know, they pass it around the whole room to every kid, it goes into all their mouths, all their noses, all their ears, all the germs, and they go there to the don't care, and they get all these germs, right? Then they bring it home to you. And then you get sick. And then you miss work. That costs money. So by the time you pay the extra taxes, by the time you pay for the extra vehicle, by the time you pay more for clothes, more for food, eat a bunch of GMOs and partially hydrogenated soybean oil and sodium benzoate filled food, okay, then you get sick from that food because your immune system's shot. Then you go, you know, then your kids are sick. And then the daycare says, don't drop your kid off because they're sick. and then one of you has to stay home from work, and then the wife already used up her sick day, so now the husband has to start staying home, and that's costing him money, and then he gets sick because he gets infected by the green snot-nosed kid, and then he gets sick, and then she gets sick, and then he goes to work and makes everybody else sick, and then they all get home, and then him and his wife fight all the time. Because it's like, well, you didn't vacuum. Well, you didn't, you know, I'm working just as much as you are. You know, and he's like, honey, where's dinner? She's like, I worked as much as you did, you know. What's the ring? There's a ring around the bathtub, you know. The house is dirty. Can we clean the house? That's your job. No, I vacuumed last night. No. See, it doesn't make any sense, my friend. It's so much smarter to just have the wife in her place. And here's the thing. Then she knows what her place is, too. Because the one who's paying the bills is the one who makes the rules, okay? And so what happens is, if your wife stays home, she can go to thrift stores, garage sales, yard sales, find all the deals, cook nutritious food from scratch. That's going to save money. You know, when we were first married, we only had one car for years and years and years because of the fact that, you know, my wife could just drop me off at work and she's got the car or whatever, and it worked for us. You know, we have two cars now because I go out of town and everything, and it's a luxury, to be honest, to have two cars. We could theoretically survive with one car, okay? And what I'm saying is that, you know, if people think, oh, I could never afford to have my wife stay home and raise the kids, but you'd save the money on the daycare. You'd save the money on food. You'd save it on clothes. You'd save it on taxes. You'd save it on sickness. You'd be healthier. You'd be happier. And you could work better at your job and perform better. Or as a husband, you could get a second job. And the kids could still have that stable environment and home life where they're being raised by their mother. You say, well, that sounds hard. Well, I wouldn't want you to do anything hard now, would I? But you know what's harder is facing the consequences of doing things the world's way.